2.5 million children in the U.S. are homeless. That number is rising as house prices and rental costs continue to grow. Nowhere is that trend more apparent than in Boise, Idaho, the fastest growing city in the nation. Amanda Peacher spent time with one eighth grader living in this reality.
Caden Zimmerman's school days start early and end late.
Takes a little bit of a fight, actually.
He has an hour and a half long bus ride to get from the homeless shelter where he's staying to Pathways Middle School.
I wake up 5:45, brush my teeth, do my hair, and then I hurry and rush downstairs so I can get out and catch my bus on time.
Caden has been living at the shelter for a couple months now with his 11-year-old brother and his grandma, Pam Cantrell. She says they moved here after getting an eviction notice.
The landlord decided to sell the property, and we just could not find a place that we could afford. The more I looked, the more depressed I got. I didn't know what to do.
Cantrell gets a small disability stipend from the government, but that's nowhere near enough to cover rent in Boise. So shelter was the only option. Cantrell is grateful, but she says it's hard on her grandsons.
My youngest one, he can be a little terror because he's upset by it, you know. He gets angry and then he'll sit in the corner and he'll just say, I hate this place, I hate this place.
It's difficult for Caden too, but you wouldn't always know it. Caden is a social 14-year-old with a big smile. One of his favorite things about school is seeing his friends.
My friends know about it, me being homeless, and they don't tease me on it. They just know that I'm doing it, I'm trying to work hard, and that it's just an effort to try not to break down.
It's harder to concentrate when you're anxious and worried, and homeless kids tend to score lower on standardized tests and have lower graduation rates. And sometimes Caden does break down with his friends.
I just tell them how I'm feeling, how I'm doing. They always bring me up when I'm feeling down. Make me smile when I'm sad.
In this moment, though, Caden is doing okay. It's lunchtime at school, and Caden carries his tray of food to a table with his friends. Caden's grades have improved since he started at this alternative middle school. Principal Eric Eschen keeps tabs on him.
He's just a very positive student, very giving, a very good friend.
But Eschen is also concerned.
Because he had a lot of absences last year, and that really affected him and affected his progress, so we've got some catch-up to do this year.
At the end of the day, it's another hour and a half bus ride before Caden meets his grandma on the steps of the homeless shelter.
Come on, Freddie, are you just gonna go in and wait for me in custom?
Caden has had to grow up faster than your typical 14-year-old.
Because you got laundry.
His dad's out of the picture, and his mom is a drug addict. Before his grandma stepped in, he had to help take care of his little brother.
Help get him ready for school. Mm-hmm. Had to make sure mom wasn't gone. I had to feed Kesson when mom was passed out for days. There was one time when we only had cereal for like 2 weeks.
Caden has been trying to convince his grandma that she should let him get a job so he can help with rent.
It's like something I want to do. I just want to help out.
But Cantrell won't have it.
You need to be a child as long as possible, Caden. You don't want to be in a big hurry to grow up, honey.
A few weeks later, there's good news in Caden's world. They got a house. It's about 700 square feet that they share with another woman from the shelter.
It's not the greatest, but it's not the worst.
But for Caden, it's a huge improvement.
I feel much more comfortable and safe.
And probably most importantly, he can say something he hasn't been able to for quite some time.
This is home.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.